An investigation by our editorial partners at The Washington Post has found evidence of a massacre perpetuated by Eritrean troops in the neighboring Tigray region of Ethiopia. Soldiers killed more than 300 men, women, boys, and girls across several villages. And evidence shows it happened just days before a peace deal put an end to the two-year conflict in the region. Catherine Harald is the Washington Post correspondent who led this investigation, and she joins me now from Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. Catherine, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
More than 300 people in several villages were killed. Tell us why Eritrean forces perpetuated these horrific attacks on civilians.
Well, very unfortunately, this has been very common in this war. Eritrean troops are accused of a number of mass killings of civilians. I think one team has documented around 300 sites. They've also been accused of using rape as a weapon of war. So this is not an isolated incident. We documented killings in around 10 villages of around 300 people. And villagers there told us it seemed to be retribution for battlefield losses, that there had been fierce fighting in the area a couple of days before, and that the Eritrean troops had lost a lot of soldiers. We can't verify that independently, but it certainly fits a pattern in this conflict.
Well, the violence is stunning, as you report it. Mothers killed alongside their small children, their babies, elderly priests shot in their homes. What did witnesses tell you about what happened?
I think the most heartbreaking moments for me, and there wasn't enough space to put them all in the story, is the moment that people were taken away from their families and led to their deaths. We had one family telling us about their 10-year-old son that clung to his father as he was being taken away. Another man holding his 4-year-old and 6-year-old when they came for him and just kissed them and said, "Go inside, I'll be back," knowing that he was going to die. A mother who was wearing a baby on her back, and the soldiers told her to untie it and put it down on the ground before killing her in front of her sons. The last thing she said to them was, "Go to your cousin's house." She was thinking of their safety. She knew that she was going to die.
You say these killings were retribution for battlefield losses. Give us some context on the fighting in the Tigray region leading up to this attack. What had been happening there?
So there's been one of the deadliest wars in the world for the last 2 years. And the most recent round of fighting started in August. Ethiopian government troops and their allies were pressing forward into Tigray. They had taken the major town of Shire and were advancing along one of the main roads to the capital, Mekele. And this massacre happened in the context of that fighting, where there had been heavy losses on all sides.
And these attacks happened in early November. Why has it taken so many months for details of this story to emerge?
So much of the region has been without phone communications. Patches were restored in December. Eritrean troops were still present in this area. They only left at the end of January, and people were too frightened to speak to me until they had left. The village itself still doesn't have a phone connection, so I had to find a way to reach the villagers and persuade them to come somewhere where I could talk to them. So all those things take a long time. I think we're going to see a lot more incidents like this emerging, unfortunately, if we have, you know, a full investigation.
And villagers, you say, were frightened to speak with you. They were worried about retaliation or retribution.
Absolutely. And people are still afraid. They have seen their families killed in front of them for the past few years. And this has not just been in Tigray, but people in Afar and Amhara. The atrocities that have happened have not yet been fully investigated. So everybody is waiting to see what's going to happen, whether there will be investigations, whether there will be justice.
The UN International Commission of Human Rights experts say it has documented war crimes here. What have Eritrean, Ethiopian, and Tigrayan officials said about your reporting the attacks that have happened? Have they acknowledged it?
I don't think that there is dispute that great crimes have been committed. I was at an event today with the Ethiopian Justice Minister, who is exploring policy options for transitional justice. I would like to hear more from victims on what they think the process should be. Right now, a lot of people are still lacking even basic security, food, access to medical services. A lot of schools and hospitals were destroyed and haven't been replaced. There's still not full access to distribute food to starving people in the region. So I think people do want justice, because they have lost so much over the past few years. There are very few people that I've spoken to that haven't lost a relative or several relatives.
And your reporting continues. What is happening in these villages now?
It seems to be relatively peaceful, but we don't know about all the areas. Not everywhere has phone access right now. Some parts of Tigray are still under Eritrean control. Aid workers are still not able to access parts of the region. So I think until we have full access to Tigray, until investigators and journalists and Ethiopian citizens have got full access to all of Tigray, I don't think anyone will really know how bad it is.
That's the Washington Post, Catherine Harald, in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. We'll link to her reporting at hereandnow.org. Catherine, thank you so much for your work. We really appreciate you speaking with us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.